Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Today, I've got the guy here in the studio, right? It keeps all of our citizens of Jerseyville on the move, all right? And I have with me John Miles, head of the street department here in Jerseyville. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it.
For sure. Now, you had your work cut out for you about a week and a half ago, didn't you? Big snowstorm?
Yes, we did. Yeah, sure did.
That was something else.
Yeah.
You guys did a heck of a job.
Yep, the guys did.
Yep. And we'll get to that in a second. But first of all, John, you a Jersey County boy?
Yes, born and raised here.
We're in high school and the whole bit?
Yep, went to Holy Ghost School.
Yeah?
In grade school. Yep, and then went to Illini for ninth grade because that's where we went for ninth grade, and then went to Jerseyville High School and graduated in 1984.
Now, when did Father Hembro come in? Did he come in when you were a kid?
Yes, Father Hembro was there pretty much the whole time I was there.
Even when you started school?
Maybe not the first or second grade, but he was there pretty much throughout my whole time at Holy Ghost.
Any special memories about Father Hembro? He's a
guy. Yeah, he was great. Yeah,
did he like you?
Yes, he liked everybody. but no, I remember Father Hembro, like during our recess time, you know, he would come out, and he loved to play basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was any good?
He was really good. And he took it pretty serious. Yeah, and we had a lot of fun with that, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, he was one in a million.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Totally.
I hear nothing but good things.
Well, yeah.
I mean, when he was involved in school.
Sadly missed.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Sadly missed. So, but you, when you got out of high school, did you go straight into work for your dad?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Kind of. Yeah, I did. Louis Miles, by the way.
Yes, Louis Miles, well known. Everybody knew Louis Miles.
Yeah. He was in the Carpenters Union, and it's kind of a long story, but back then it was hard to get in the unions.
You know, it
really was, and it was kind of a political thing, you know.
Uh-huh. Had to know somebody.
And I went through the apprentice, or, you know, tried to get through the apprenticeship program, you know, to get on the apprenticeship program.
And you had to go through an apprenticship program to get on the apprenticeship program?
Yes, you had to. You got tested, and they pretty much knew, you know, if they was only going to take so many, you know, and at the time, they was going to take a couple. Well, I didn't make the cut.
Okay.
So, anyway, so Dad, he's like, well, you know, Dad always liked to be in business for himself anyway. He never really did care much for working for other people. And he bought a gutter machine.
Yeah.
And so
what year was this?
Oh.
Or about what year?
Late 80s.
I mean, like you were like 21 or 22?
Yeah, probably 18, 19.
Okay.
You know, 19 probably.
Uh-huh.
And I think Dad was one of the first ones in this area that had a seamless gutter machine. So that's what I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Run that. Hung a lot of gutters.
Yeah.
You know, all over the place. And then.
Did you like that? Did you like the gutter business?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was, you know, I don't think I could do it now, you know, because I don't know what happened to me, but I'm scared of heights now. But before, I'd be like hanging over a three-story, house, you know, and I don't think I could
that
do that now.
As we get older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did that. And then. Got the opportunity to go to work for the city of Jerseyville, in 1990.
Okay.
Is when I started. And I actually, started out working for the Parks and Rec department worked under Steve Ficker for a year.
Okay.
And then an opening come with the street department.
Steve Ficker was a great guy.
Yeah, he was.
I like Steve a lot.
Yeah.
Heck of a basketball player.
Yeah. And good referee, too.
Yes, good referee.
Yeah. So, I got the opportunity an opening come with the street department. And so, you know, it was
you transferred over.
Yeah. It was a little more, you know, that's what I wanted to do anyway, okay. You know, and, got the opportunity to do that and was there for 31 years. Yeah.
And you retired out there, what, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's been probably 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. The city offered, it was just basically a kind of a one-time, one and out, you're done deal, you know, a buyout program through IMRF.
Oh, that's yeah. why you retired.
Mm-hmm. And that's how I got to retire as early as I did.
Okay. And how long you're out before you ran for street department for city?
How long? What?
I mean, how long were you like not connected with this? Because you retired, right? Did you just hang out, go fishing? How long did you have where you had some downtime like that?
Probably a couple years.
Couple years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now that you are on the street department, we were mentioning earlier, you said Bob, it's nice now because back in the day you didn't have a guy like Bob Manns, but now he's the director of public works.
Yeah. He's our public works director. Hardest working guy ever.
No kidding.
Yeah. He's phenomenal. I can't say enough about him.
What I noticed about him, he moves fast. He's quick.
Yes. And he's the hardest working guy I know.
Yeah.
Really. He
conscientious.
Is.
Conscientious.
Yes. Just good at what he does. And just
how does he help
keeps
you
the
out?
Ball rolling. Does a lot of, you know, he does a lot of legwork, you know, like gets grants, just takes care of everything and
makes it all run smooth.
Makes it all run smooth. Smooth as can be.
Yep. Okay. Because, you know, you guys got what? How many miles of streets do you take care of here in town?
Approximately, you know, give or take 65 to 70 miles, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. I don't know.
Well, we got you on here. Let's if you could mention your crew that you have, because you got six guys, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And you guys tore it up during that snowstorm. It was just
we just recently got up to a six-man crew because it's you know, we was short for, I don't want to say years, but I mean it was years. We was short, and we finally, you know, Bob and I talked, you know, get it up to our six-man crew like it was back years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you could have like 2-3-man crews go around and do, you know, multitask, I guess.
Okay, I want
is
you to go
I
through the
say.
List, though. Go through the best looking on down to the ugliest. Who's first?
Well, I got Kyle Fessler. He's the working foreman out there. He, you know, pretty much takes care of everyday operations, you know. And then I got Kyle Feaster. He's my assistant.
And Fessler, then Kyle Feaster and Kyle Fessler. You can get those guys mixed up easy.
Yeah, yeah, you sure can. And then I got Jake Knoll. And then Justin Strabel, Trent Long, and Tyler Parker. Okay. Yeah, and also I can't forget about our city mechanic, Brian Ray. He's a huge part in the whole process, keeps our trucks running. We have a lot of breakdowns throughout a snow push, and he keeps our trucks on the road.
Now, did you have anybody else like volunteering helping with the snowstorm, or just those guys was taking care of it?
With that snowstorm, everybody had a hand in it. You know, I mean just,
other people other than this crew or just
we had the public property okay. Guys, you know, they helped out and they do like all the sidewalks, the parking lots.
Uh-huh.
And then we take care of the streets, and then when they get caught up, if they get caught up on the sidewalks and the parking lots, then they'll get in their trucks and they'll run around and help, you know, push off our streets.
So what's
such.
The program like? You know, it starts snowing, what, at midnight or 2 a.m. or something? I mean, it was snowing hard.
Yeah.
I mean, we were getting like a couple inches an hour there mm-hmm. for a while. And we ended up getting 12 inches. We hadn't had 12 inches of snow forever.
I know it.
But what's – you guys have like a – a regular game plan? Like everybody knows what they're doing.
Yep. We have a system and it works well. You know, every storm is different, you know, like this particular storm that we had, you know, we was able to pre-treat, which sometimes
you had warning.
Yeah, we had warning. Sometimes you're not able to pre-treat for the simple fact of, like, if it starts raining first and then it's going to turn to snow, if you pre-treat it and it rains, it's just going to wash your pre-treat off.
And waste a lot of money.
Yes, and waste, time and money.
Yes.
So, but with this particular storm, we was able to get a jump on it. And, you know, when it snows that hard, you know, the guys are all out there and we just try to keep our main thoroughfares open, you know, and then
once you get that,
and you just are, you know, like you're just back and forth, you know, and then hopefully you get a break and it quits and you can get ahead of it, you know, which that storm it did after, but they got ahead of it because you had, what was it? You know, a 3-5 hour window, and they really got ahead of it and got to get the snow hauled off uptown, in the downtown area.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have John Miles, who's head of the street department here at Jerseyville, Illinois, and, talking about street stuff out on the streets. And, so, you know, what I think is cool is that the system, you know, where you get it all piled up so people can still keep moving. And you got this big pile of snow. That's what, something like 15, 16, 20 feet tall right in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And people naturally start using it like a roundabout, you know?
Yeah.
And you don't have to tell. I mean, I'd put any signs out. But actually, I was noticing that it was working pretty good at those four-way stops.
Right.
You know?
It was try amazing. To get that hauled off as soon as we can. You know, in a big snow, and it's got to be a snow event to that magnitude, we like to keep our guys out on the streets, keeping the streets plowed. So, you know, there is times, and it's not every time, but we'll hire like a private, you know, contractors
that's
got tandems come in, and so that we can get that snow hauled off. But you know, it used to be back years ago when I did it, you know, Jeff Cadell was my boss. And a lot of times we didn't do that. We would go out, we would push the snow. And then when it got done, after you had 24 hours in, we had to go uptown and haul the snow off. And we did all that. But, you know, it just went today, you know, everything moves faster today.
Yeah.
You know, compared to back then.
So you get some help from the other department when that snow moving, right? So it's not just the six of you.
No. Yeah. It's, you know, everybody, you know, I think even the, you know, a couple guys from the Parks and Rec, I think they come over and helped,
and you know, you get it all. Where do you haul it to? Just the edge of town?
Out behind the city park.
Okay. Just dumper.
Just dump
it. You still got a good pile going out there?
Yeah. Yep. Pretty good. Hopefully it gets melted down some so that if we do have another storm, which we
may have,
we could,
yes,
and easily. So
now would you rather take on a snowstorm or a bad rain storm, you know, like a wind and rainstorm?
Oh boy.
You had to take, which one is the worst?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I would rather do a snowstorm.
Would you?
Yeah.
How come?
I think so. It's just, you know, like, we know what we have to do. When you have a snowstorm and you can kind of plan a snowstorm, you know what I mean? You know, you got, but if you have a windstorm and or, and you got trees down everywhere and you got
electric lines going down.
Yeah, electric lines everywhere. You got the police staged at places where there's trees.
And it's pouring down rain.
And it's pouring down rain. And it just, it's like it's chaos, you know. And
you're miserable.
Yes. And you got to try to be, you know, you can't be everywhere at once. So,
but everybody wants you at people's once.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, you know, so, but yeah, I mean, I don't, the guys might disagree with me, but I would rather work a snowstorm, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as far as some of your other duties, like you take care of the storms. Now, is there any other, you know, we got wind, rain, snow. Is there anything I'm missing on storm wise? That's about it, isn't it? Weather wise, yeah, that's the worst
you
we
know,
have here.
I mean, storm sewers plugging up.
Storm sewers. What happens?
Yeah.
Then? Or
well,
what's the call? I mean, just got a lot of debris on the street.
Yes. You know, like especially when the leaves are falling in the fall and you get a big rain event and all the leaves pile on the storm drains and backs water up or gets hung up.
Does that
trash
back water
gets
up?
Hung up in a culvert does and it, you got to go jet them out? And
does it back up into people's houses when that happens, the storm?
Not very often, no. But it can happen.
But it gets
I mean,
the streets full. And then, yes, and then there yes. could be accidents.
Right. Right.
Driving through.
Yes.
Water.
And you got it. So you got to go around. And we usually have a routine. Like when it rains a lot, you get a 1 or 2 or 3 inch rain event. You know, the guys always go out. Just everybody takes a part of town with some trucks and try to keep it from getting plugged up. You know what I'm saying? You yeah. know what I mean?
And you know what the other cool thing is, which you guys take care of, I don't know if all cities do this, but when there is a windstorm and all that debris, you know, people can clean up their yards and on their houses and pile it up front. And then you guys, in the next week or so, come through, pick it up, haul it mm-hmm. off. I mean, that's
yeah.
And it's actually, it's happening on private property, but you help the citizens out.
Yeah.
Which is pretty nice.
And we try to, you know, help everybody out as much as we possibly can. Yeah.
Are you guys pretty much, I mean, you got these storms that come up, but usually, I mean, you got a lot of stuff to do all year long, right?
Oh yeah. There's always something to do. you know, we got sidewalks that we try to.
Are you always replacing?
Trying to. You know, obviously you can't get around, I mean, and get every sidewalk in town fixed up like we would like to see them. But, you know, trip hazards, you know, and, you know, we would like to get on a program here soon. You know, like the city used to back, you know, I'm wanting to say 20 years ago, they would set aside so much money and we would go around and like get the worst ones, you know,
sidewalks,
rate them. And then the city would set aside $100,000 or what have you to do a sidewalk replacement program, which kind of gotten away from that because, you know, everything just, it just
you
costs so much.
Up.
Can't keep up with it.
Yeah.
We, you know, that's kind of a thing that I'd like to see, try to get back, you know, get that back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, because a lot of people do walk around town, me included, you know, and you just can't get them off all done, no. You know, fixed.
Now we got the main highway running through town, Highway 60 or State Street
yeah.
Highway.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got 109 out there. Now does the state, I know you guys were on this, on the city highway, but as well, the state's on it. Do you just like help them out in that regard? Are you responsible through the course of the year? Do you take care of anything that's happening as far as the State Street
on
goes?
State Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, you know, Bob would know more about that, but it used to be the state of Illinois would give the city of Jerseyville, like it wasn't a whole lot of funding, but I'm wanting to say back in the day, it was like, and don't quote me on this, but like $25,000 a year
yeah.
to maintain the state highway, you know, but at the end of the day, the state has all the say of what goes on State Street. we just maintain it, fill the potholes, you know, snow removal.
Now, can you fill, do you take care of yourselves, or are they telling you to do it? I mean, are you guys just saying, okay, we got to get this fixed over here?
Well, that's a good question too. They pretty much, you know, it's an agreement between the state and the city, basically, is what it is. Yeah.
Are they easy to work with, the state?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, sometimes, you know, there's a lot, you know, and I don't know so much about today, but, you know, there has been discrepancies of whose is what and who's going to take care of what. Like, ditches is the main thing. You know, like the storm sewers and the ditches, you know, is that ours to take care of? Is that state's to take care of? And then I would go out and talk to Todd Dunlap at the time. He was over the state shed here in town. And, you know, and it always ended up, and, you know, it seemed like I'd be like, well, it doesn't matter. It's flooded. So I'm not going to sit here and argue with whose it is. We just got to get something done with it, whether we do it or you do it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So a lot of times we just do it.
So. Just to get it done.
Yeah.
Hey, we're running out of time, John. Any words of wisdom, anything that you want to say to the listeners out there about the street department, about what's going on, or, you know, like, you know, to people in general, just a message, anything?
Not really, other than in a snowstorm event, just be patient with us. You know, we're out there. I mean, that's just the thing. We are out there.
Right. How many hours do you work in a row?
Oh.
Usually. I mean, like in this last one, how many hours were they working? Straight.
I don't want to get somebody in trouble. Okay. But no, they, you know, but the guys, you know, they'll work.
Till they get it done.
They really will. You know, matter of fact, you know, Bob, you know, them guys worked a lot of hours over that weekend in that time period. And it just comes to a point where, you know, the guys are like, we'll stay and do this. No, you got to go home.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you got to get some rest.
Right. Got to get some rest.
Can't run, you know, but the guys, they'll stay as long as we want them to stay.
All right.
Or need them to stay.
Well, thanks, John Miles, man on the streets. John, thanks for coming in. We'll see you out on the streets.
Thank you. Thanks, Chris.